For the last few months, people have discovered the unacceptable crimes of one of the most powerful men in music. Diddy, who was once seen as a king of hip-hop, turned out to be the boogeyman of hip-hop, responsible for terrorizing many generations of artists. As allegations were piling up against the rap mogul, people were left asking why he hadn't been arrested yet. They started to think that he was too powerful to go to prison and most likely wouldn't pay any consequences for his actions. Well, as of Monday night, Diddy was officially arrested and is now facing life in prison for all his evil deeds. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Thank you for joining me for this Truth Talk episode. This is a breaking news episode, as it was reported last night that P. Diddy was finally arrested. Let's get right into it. On the internet, people have been calling Diddy a monster for years, and most of hip-hop refused to believe it. I myself made a video on Diddy 3 years ago, and again 2 years ago, exposing him for the monster he is. Still, people who love hip-hop denied it, and called it all conspiracy theories. When things got crazy after Cassie filed a lawsuit against Diddy, people called her a clout chaser, who was just after Diddy's money. When the other lawsuits dropped, Diddy and his admirers called them all nonsense money grabs, claiming that they were just trying to bring Diddy down. When people then saw Diddy's home being raided, they again brushed it off as nothing. But when the Cassie Hotel video dropped, people finally saw Diddy for what he was, a liar and a monster. After the Cassie video leaked, all bets were off, and lawsuit after lawsuit started dropping out of nowhere, painting Diddy as a sick individual who used this power in hip-hop to take advantage of everyone. Many months will pass since the Cassie video leaked and the raid happened, with nothing happening to Diddy. He was seen everywhere hanging out and having a good time, as if nothing had happened. Talk started circulating about a possible indictment that was coming, but it began to look like it was just rumors. Well, that was until yesterday night, when all the media websites started reporting that P. Diddy was finally arrested by the feds for his alleged crimes. According to reports, the feds arrested Diddy in New York City Monday night at a Midtown hotel. Reports claim the arrest was orchestrated by Homeland Security officers. The feds were originally planning on arresting Diddy today, Tuesday, but they claim something happened that forced them to arrest him earlier on Monday night. According to the media, the indictment is sealed and the charges were not yet announced. But Diddy's lawyer confirmed that Diddy is being charged with racketeering and S-trafficking, charges that could lead to a life sentence. The U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of New York stated that they are planning on unsealing the indictment in the morning, meaning that later today this indictment will be available. This will further explain a lot of what's going on, and when that comes out, I'll be making another video. Diddy's lawyer has responded to the arrest with this statement. Sean Diddy Combs is a music icon, self-made entrepreneur, loving family man, and proven philanthropist who has spent the last 30 years building an empire, adoring his children, and working to uplift the Black community. He is an imperfect person, but he is not a criminal. These are the acts of an innocent man with nothing to hide. He looks forward to clearing his name in court. Diddy's lawyer also claims that they were expecting this arrest, and it's the reason Diddy was in New York City for the last week. Now, all the people who saw all that evidence piling up on Diddy and still claimed he was innocent can't deny it any longer. Diddy is finally paying for his actions. While Diddy has been arrested, it doesn't mean Diddy is going to prison 100%, but it does confirm what I said. The elite have completely turned on Diddy and are now feeding him to the wolves. Diddy flew too close to the sun when he tried to stand up to Diago, and they are now showing him how hot the sun truly is. Make no mistake, Diddy is guilty, but he has been guilty for many years, so why arrest him now? His downfall is happening now because he thought he was too big for the program. When he tried to apologize to the elite for speaking out, they didn't accept it and saw Diddy as a disloyal man who could no longer be trusted. If you disobey these people once, you're a liability. Diddy disobeyed them and is now paying the consequences. We are watching the elite turn on Diddy in real time. Now, best believe, Diddy isn't going down without a fight, as he has dirt on so many other people. Maybe even dirt on someone like Jay-Z, who he was seen close with. Diddy isn't gonna want to go down alone, so don't be surprised if he mysteriously ends up being taken out, or taking himself out, quote-unquote. They won't allow him to bring down others they still need. So if Diddy tries to speak out on some important people, it might be the end for him. I want people to realize this isn't happening to Diddy because of the evil he has done. It's because he went against the elite's orders. The system and the industry is still very much corrupt and damaged. Nothing about these arrests changes that. If things weren't so corrupt, Diddy would have been in prison years back when the Shine Club situation happened, or when he did what he did to Cassie and it was caught on tape. While Diddy was on the elite's good side, they protected him and allowed him to do whatever he wanted. They allowed him to run amok because they didn't care. But the whole time they were collecting information on Diddy for this very moment. For the moment Diddy stepped out of line. What happens next is going to be very interesting to witness. There is still a possibility Diddy gets out of this unscathed, but I am hoping he doesn't. I myself don't like to wish bad on no man, but Diddy isn't just a man, he is closer to a demon. What he has done would have landed the average man in prison many times over, but not Diddy, because he took the oath and served the masters. This all goes back to what Cat Williams said though at the beginning of the year. This is the year of the truth, where the truth would finally be revealed. For too long, the lies have been protected and accepted. Now the truth would be revealed and all the demons will burn in the light. People are going to be forced to see the truth whether they want to or not. What I said about Diddy 2 years ago has now all been proven true. Diddy was the grand worshipful master of hip-hop. He was the one initiating rappers into this cult that runs hip-hop, making these people do whatever he wanted for an opportunity. This is why I say Diddy has a lot of dirt on people. Dirt that I know he is going to use to leverage his freedom, and if that doesn't work, to bring people down with him. I made a video about Diddy's silent accomplices months ago. Pay attention to what I said in that video. Pay attention to the names I mentioned. Look at their actions while this is happening. They all know some people have to go down with Diddy, and they are terrified of what's coming next. They all might throw Diddy under the bus before Diddy can drag them down with him. In my opinion, everyone who was at those Diddy freak-off parties is guilty. As recently, Dawn Richards from Danity Kane, a girl group that Diddy used to manage, accused them of having sex parties where young people, very young people if you get what I'm saying, were being passed around like a buffet. She claimed she was so disturbed by this, she had to leave the party. If you saw my last video on Diddy, you would know the feds already knew Diddy was involved with the young ones for a long time. They just didn't do anything about it. Everyone who attended a Diddy party should be interrogated and investigated, as they are most likely guilty too. If you dance with the devil and like it, you're also a devil. None of these people should get away with this, but we know that's not going to happen. Right now, I am waiting for more information, and I will be digging deep online to see if I can find any leaked info. So stay tuned for more information. This is the moment we have been waiting for. I will be covering every moment of this, and I want you guys here with me while we accept this win for the side of the truth and good. Well, I'm ending this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.